To live or die depends on your teeth? This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. 180 million years ago, gigantic marine reptiles ruled the seas. Then water levels began rising dramatically. Not all seafaring reptiles could adapt. So who survived and who became history? David Fofa at University of Edinburgh examined fossilized teeth for answers. Our chompers say a lot about us, what we eat, and where we live. Based on their teeth, Fofa denoted five groups. What did he learn? These groups peacefully coexisted for millions of years. Sharp-toothed fish eaters in the shallows ignored flat-toothed lobster eaters in deeper waters. But as sea levels rose, reptiles with sharp teeth in the shallow oceans died off from lack of prey. Meanwhile, the flat-toothed creatures, such as ichthyosaurs and geosaurs, thrived in the new oceans. These observations reveal the changing diversity of the ancient seas. Today, oceans are again changing due to increased pollution and climate change. Evolutionary history could give us clues about what survives and what perishes. If it's anything like last time, I'm betting against the sharks. Don't tell them I said that.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.